time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Rachel Wooten. She is a public affairs specialist, of course, with the Bureau of Land Management. We're going to be talking about some of the things that are great about our area, some of the things we can get out and do and have fun and, you know, as a family and get out and enjoy ourselves, even though, you know, we still practice social distancing, but there are plenty of things in our area that will keep you occupied if you just get outdoors. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you and your audience.
So we are kind of down here in a pretty good spot when it comes to things like this. So let's start off with some of the things in our area that people can go out and do and, you know, that are kind of, they're relatively close, and we'll talk about some things that may be a little bit further away. But, you know, let's start with the Swell. There's plenty of stuff to do down there, correct?
Oh my gosh, the Swell is filled with remarkable opportunities. Not only can you, you know, learn about archaeological history and local mining history, things like that, but there's also amazing opportunities for all types of recreation. Whether you're looking for family-friendly slot canyons like Furniture Draw or kind of more campgrounds and camping ways to get out on the river, there are so many opportunities for you and your family to get out and enjoy yourself.
And one of the things that, you know, we have, and, you know, we've spoken about this, you and I have, up until like maybe the last 10 or 15 years, I've lived in this area my whole life. And other than the last 10 or 15 years, I really started to get out and explore more. And there's so much to do. It's such a wide, vast area. And as you said, you know, we've got the archaeological sites, and you can get out and do just anything you want to out there, really, and have fun and be safe and enjoy it as a family. One of the big things that's out there that is starting to get, you know, I mean, it seems like every time they put out a Jurassic Park movie or something like that, people want to know about dinosaurs. Now, we were just discussing the fact that next Friday, May 15th, they will be opening the dinosaur quarry out there, correct?
Yeah, so I actually just talked to our field manager, Chris Conrad, and he said we're opening next week, and I believe the date is actually the 14th on Thursday, so that might be a slightly different date than some other folks have heard. So if you come out Thursday or Friday, we'll be excited to see you. The Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry, now Jurassic National Monument, is a remarkable place to go learn about, you know, our dinosaur history and the past creatures that live here. And one of the things that, you know, I'll mention specifically about Jurassic is that while it's a beautiful area, it's such a great place to take your family, you want to make sure you're prepared for the roads out there. As you probably know, Dave, it can get a little rough. And the folks in the Price Field office, I know the folks in the county also, you know, try their best to keep everything in top shape, but it's also all of our responsibility to come prepared and make sure we're ready for dirt roads when we go out.
Right. It's one of those things that, you know, you may not be able to make it out there in just a car.
Right.
Take the truck, take the Jeep, and go out and get out there and have some fun. Now, at first, they're going to be open just for like 4 or 5 days a week is what I'm reading. Is that kind of what you're knowing as well?
Yes. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Thursday through Sunday are the days they are going to be open, and I know they're excited to see folks and share the remarkable resource.
Okay, so get on out there. That is coming up. Another thing that, you know, I think we need to discuss too is that at this time when people are kind of quarantined and keeping to themselves and all of that stuff, you know, sometimes that puts an undue burden and a heavier burden on the resources and the people that go out to take care of these things. So we kind of need to practice our own, you know, best housekeeping when we go out there and kind of help the people out that go out and clean up and take care of these things, right?
Yeah, so this well has gotten an increase in visitation recently, and we encourage everyone to recreate responsibly while they're out and follow guidance from the state, local entities, and federal authorities as well while they're enjoying their public lands. I think specifically today, I just want to stress the importance of responsible outdoor recreation. nation. You know, these public lands belong to all of us, but also it's up to all of us to kind of preserve them for present and future generations. So that means, you know, following Leave No Trace and Tread Lightly principles to, you know, ensure that we're protecting them and, you know, acting in ways that help our land managers who are out there every day to kind of preserve these areas.
And leave something for, you know, for our kids and future generations to go out and take care of and see as well.
You bet.
Okay, we were talking before we got on the air here, you were talking about a really cool resource that you guys have, and it's this interactive map. Why don't we talk about that?
So we have a lot of great tools on BLM.gov. It's just www.blm.gov/Utah. And on BLM.gov/Utah, we try to share with the public things that they might be interested in related to recreation. And one of those things that's under our popular links is actually our frequently requested maps. Those maps are a great tool for folks going out onto public lands, whether you're looking at the geo-referenced PDF maps, where you can actually, if you download the map before you go out onto public lands, you can actually, it uses your phone's GPS to kind of help you figure out where you are. Or you can use our interactive map, which does require cell phone coverage, but you can do it before you go, to really kind of see what sites you might want to visit with your family. So I really encourage people to go to blm.gov/Utah before they go out on public lands.
Okay. And just, you know, before we get out of here, I'm going to ask you one question, maybe catch you off guard a little bit. All right.
All right. I'm ready.
Is there an area down in, you know, close to us within maybe a 4 or 5 hour drive that maybe not a lot of people realize it's there? It's this kind of a place to go and check out.
Yeah. You know, that's a question that I think, you know, maybe some of your listeners now are thinking about that. Like, what's their favorite place? And I often hear from locals, they say, you know, like, don't tell my favorite places to people because we all want to protect these places and we all have our special places. But at the same point, they do belong, you know, they do belong to everyone and we all have a responsibility both to take care of them and share them. So I'll say that one of my favorite places to visit down in the swell is Swayze's Beach. It's a nice place just to kind of relax with your family, and that's probably one of the more, you know, the more well-known places, but I'll say that's one of my favorite places. The other, let's see, I'm just trying to think of what one of the kind of more less well-known, or one of the less well-known places, but closer kind of to Buckhorn Draw in that area. I think many folks don't kind of take the time to really hike or climb in places like Pine and Cow and Cat Canyons, right? Those, you know, again, you have to get out of your car, have to walk around a little bit, but they do provide beautiful views and time to kind of get out and enjoy solitude in nature. So I really encourage people to go there and maybe go a little bit outside your comfort zone while staying safe and practicing those principles that we talked about earlier.
All right. Rachel Wooten, the Public Affairs Specialist with the Bureau of Land Management. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We greatly appreciate it. And just keep doing what you do and we'll keep things going on down here, okay?
Well, we appreciate all you do, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on more interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.